Welcome to the Preaching and Leadership Podcast. This is the place where you'll get practical, actionable help on how you can preach and lead better. Our ministry partner for this episode is Disciple Labs. Disciple Labs is a brand new tool that will help you measure what matters most. Most of us, we measure baptisms, giving, attendance, those kinds of things. But what if we could measure and help our people realize how they're really doing in their walk with God? Well, Disciple Labs is the answer. They just released a brand new feature that will allow you, if there's someone who maybe has a deficiency in prayer, you can set up customizable next steps to inform them automatically, hey, here's something you can do to improve your prayer life. It's a really great tool. Highly recommend you check it out and learn more. If you want to learn more, go to rookiepreacher.com/disciplelabs. That's rookiepreacher.com/disciplelabs. Sermon preparation has changed tremendously over the years. It used to be back in the day, you see a good illustration, an anecdote, and you'd have to go and get like a 3x5 note card, write it down, and then file it inside of your note card system in the category that it was related to. It was a big hassle. You know, you see a good illustration, a good story, a quote that you want to use in the future. Unless you have picture-perfect memory, then you had to actually file it in a physical system. And some preachers still use those physical systems. You may even still use that physical system. But I'm convinced that there's a better way to keep the library of resources that you gather on a weekly basis that aren't just for the sermon that you're going to preach that week, but can be for a sermon that you're going to preach 3 years from now. One of the things that I'm convinced is that to get ahead in sermon preparation, we need to always be looking for ideas. And the way I have found easiest to keep track of all those ideas is by using an application called Evernote. And today in the Preaching and Leadership Podcast, we're going to be talking about three Evernote notebooks that every pastor needs. And at the end, I'll share with you some bonuses that you can get, some free downloads on how to use some of these notebooks and these templates that I'll talk about. I love Evernote, and I'm excited to dive in with you today. Evernote makes work easier, more efficient, and way more organized. It's available across all devices, so you always have it with you, no matter what you are doing. And I mean, think about it. Like, how many times have you been doing something totally random and an idea comes to your mind? It's this great illustration related to this Sunday sermon, or maybe it's related to a sermon that hasn't even been planned yet. What do you do when you come up with some idea? Because usually our creativity is at its best when we're not doing anything related to that topic that we're being creative in. Usually our mind works best when we're just mowing the grass or taking a shower or just sitting looking at the trees. I mean, that's usually how it works. So what if you do? Well, if you're anything like me, you either write it down or you forget about that idea completely. And luckily for me and the rest of the staff at The Crossing, and for you as a listener, Evernote is always available to write that idea down, to take a picture of something that relates, to leave a voice memo, or anything else that relates to that idea. I love Evernote. I nerd out on Evernote. Getting started with it, though, may seem kind of daunting. And in this episode of the Preaching and Leadership Podcast, what I want to do is I want to give you three notebooks that every pastor needs, and that includes you. Plus, I have put together a couple template downloads you can plug into your Evernote today and begin using. So you can find all the details about that at rookiepreacher.com/PLP12. So in case you're not familiar with how Evernote is structured and you're just like getting this thing started and you open up Evernote, it's a daunting thing when you see nothing in there. And you're like, how is this going to be useful? Well, first of all, here's how Evernote is structured, and hopefully that gives you some perspective on what we're going to be talking about today. So real quick, Evernote is made up of notebook stacks, notebooks, and notes. So if you think about this in a physical sense instead of digitally, it's very simple. A notebook stack is simply a stack of notebooks, and each notebook has notes inside of them. It's just like you would think about, you know, a pile of notebooks. It's very simple. And then what makes Evernote nice is you can tag different notes specific things. So let's say you have a note over here on this stack, and it's related to something that is actually related to something over in a different stack. Well, the tag brings those together. It's like a bridge that brings them together. So Evernote is a way to put ideas down inside of organized structures that will help you retrieve them quickly, and it's all searchable. And if you get the premium version of Evernote, you can actually upload PDFs, and the notebook or the Evernote system will actually read the PDFs, and it can even read your handwriting. So if you're searching for a phrase that you may have written down, like I keep a notebook, a physical notebook of like different things I'm just keeping track of. One thing is just quotes from books. Like I'll write down quotes from books, and I'll put them in my quotes notebook. And I'll talk about that in more detail. But I then scan them with the Evernote camera, and Evernote is able to read my handwriting, which is amazing because sometimes I can't even read my own handwriting. And so it's really cool. So 3 Evernote notebook stacks that you need as a pastor. Let's dive in. The first one is what I call the productivity notebook stack. Because here's the thing, in any given week, you probably have a number of things you need to accomplish, right? Like you'll probably have a number of meetings scheduled, a number of projects to complete, and maybe a teaching or two to prepare, you know, a sermon, Bible study. But the question always becomes is like, how do you keep track of all that stuff? Like if you have so many things to work on, to worry about, how do you keep track of it? Well, a great way to do that is through Evernote. And so we've got right here a productivity notebook stack, okay? And inside of this stack, we're going to have 3 notebooks, all right? So the first notebook is meeting notes. So anytime you have a meeting, you just jump into this notebook and you start typing. Use your laptop, use your iPad, use your phone. You can use the regular notebook and just take a picture of that page of notes and using the Evernote app. Their camera is great, and it'll just kind of scan that page, and then it'll show that page of notes right where it would normally show a page of text that you wrote, that you typed in. Okay, so perfect way to keep track of what things need to be done after a meeting. You can also even record a whole meeting in a voice memo if you really felt the need. The next notebook in the productivity notebook stack is the projects notebook. And what I do is I utilize this notebook for large projects that I'm leading or organizing. I can set reminders for specific projects so that I am on top of deadlines and just making sure that I'm, you know, sticking to what I said that we would accomplish, that deadline. Whatever needs to be done, I can put it inside of the project's notebook, and I can always go back to it, update it, and see what needs to be done next. And the third thing is the third notebook that you want to put in the productivity notebook stack is the week-to-week to-do list. So you and I, we both, you know, we have things that need to be done every week. We have things, tasks that need to be completed every single day. And so a great way to do that is to utilize this week-to-week to-do list to do Evernote notebook and just simply create a new notebook every single week, Monday through Sunday, those dates, and then just kind of organize it Monday. All right, here's my tasks. And Evernote has a great like checklist thing where you can just check it, click it, and it checks it off so you can keep track of your to-do list. A lot of people will utilize other to-do list apps out there. But if you can get used to using Evernote for this, it's a great way to save money and a great way to just simplify your life so that you're not using a ton of different apps for a ton of different purposes. So one of the things that I would love to give you as a free download is the template that I have used for my week-to-week to-do list for this productivity notebook stack. Okay, so what if you go to rookiepreacher.com/PLP12, you can find the link to that where you can get Evernote. And if you're already a part of the Rookie Preacher community, the link to that is in the email that you should have received today or anytime in the past. There is a link for access to our free resource library where you can find that there. The second Evernote notebook stack that every pastor needs is the preaching and teaching notebook stack. Okay, so depending on your context, you may have more or less notebooks in the stack than I'm going to give you. The first one is a teaching stack. So if you're writing curriculum or if you are teaching classes outside of the preaching time, then this is where you can put those notes. Okay, so this is the teaching notebook and it's in the preaching and teaching notebook stack. So the teaching, the way you can use this is you can organize your yearly schedule of classes. You can kind of work through that initially. You can create the notes on the classes that you're going to teach. So your research, your outline, you could even write your lessons in there. I usually don't do that, but you can do that if you would like. So that's your teaching notebook. The second notebook is your sermons and sermon series notebooks. So I will preach around like once a month on the teaching team at the Crossing. So I serve on the planning team, the sermon planning team, and I help with research on weeks I'm not preaching. So what I'd love to do is use Evernote for planning out an entire sermon series. And so I use a template that actually allows me to lay out the entire series and to add notes for each week in one place. So you can actually, that's another one of the templates that I'm giving you for free. Just again, go to rookiepreacher.com/PLP12 if you would like that free sermon series planning template for Evernote. It'll help you plan out your sermon series so that you can stay on top of things and so you can know where you're doing, where you're going when you start that next series. So this is where you can do a lot of your research. I've got some YouTube videos talking about how to use Evernote. You know, it's a little bit easier with YouTube because I can show you what it is that I'm doing. But I utilize Evernote in terms of sermon prep for capturing all of my preparation notes that I'll get from like Bible Hub and different like Precept Austin, different commentary websites, as well as any kind of relevant illustrations that I find. That'll be in a different notebook, but I utilize it connected to the sermon in that way. The third notebook that you want to have in your teaching and preaching Evernote notebook stack is the ideas notebook. And I'm sure you're always thinking of like new sermon series ideas, right? So what you can do is just simply use this notebook to compile a list of possible sermon series to preach on. That way, when you begin to putting together your plans for the next year or next month, if you want to be stressed out, right? You already have a number of great ideas. So you can use the notebook, call it ideas, and then in every note that you create, title it what you would think would be a good title for a sermon series, and then kind of break it down inside of that note. That way you have a starting point. The third Evernote notebook stack that every pastor needs is the research notebook. And this is the one that you'll probably use the most because one of the tasks of any preacher and teacher is to research and compile. And those things are simply this. Four specific ones that I like to highlight are number one, the illustrations, number two, articles, number three, statistics, and four, quotes. And you know, what we want to do is we want to compile all these things that will further our sermon. And a great tool that helps in this endeavor is something that's connected to Evernote that Evernote owns. It's called the Evernote Web Clipper. And if you don't have this connected to your web browser, you need to get it. I use Google Chrome for my web browser, and it has an extension that you can put into your browser to where it just provides a button up at the top right. And if you're on a web page that you want to save into Evernote, you just click that button, put it in the notebook that you want to have it stored in, and voila, it goes right into Evernote. And it's amazing. I use it all the time. So, you know, this comes in great, like it comes in handy if you read a great story that would really relate to some biblical truth, you can just clip it. If you watch the video, that would be perfect for showing a real life example of some biblical truth. You can clip it and add them to your illustrations notebook. Maybe you read a great article, like maybe any of the great ones on rookiepreacher.com or any other website, and you want to save it for later, or you can consult it later. You can clip it and add it to your articles notebook, and then you can tag it specific tags that relate to what that article relates to. So if it's something that relates to love, then tag it with love, it's joy, whatever. Just make sure you tag them so you can find them easier. If you find an interesting statistic, you know, maybe Pew Research comes out with some new information about, you know, people are in a country, in your country of origin. Maybe you find some census data that has been updated. Then you can clip that and add them to your statistics notebook, and you can utilize that in your sermon prep going forward. Like, you can just build a research library for yourself as you are just going about life. Another one is, like, if you're reading a great book where you're highlighting a lot and underlining a lot, you can compile those quotes into your quotes notebook. Maybe if you, like, one of the great things, if you like to read on the Kindle, which I much prefer a physical book, and so that's why I've already alluded to it, but I have an actual physical notebook that I write down quotes in from books that I'm reading. If you like Kindle, then it makes it a lot easier because you can take your Kindle highlights and you can simply copy and paste them into Evernote. And I'll have a link in the show notes at rookiepreacher.com/PLP12 on showing you how to do that. So you can utilize that in whatever way you see fit. So I hope this episode has been helpful to you. I know talking about a software, just audio, may be a little limiting, but I wanted to just expose you to some ways you can use Evernote in your just daily and weekly workflow. And so in an effort to go above and beyond, as I've been talking about, I want to give you two things as free downloads that you can use in Evernote. These are specifically Evernote files, okay? So you have to have Evernote in order to use them, and in order to use them, you need to go to File, Import Note, and then you can import these notes. You cannot open these just as you download them, okay? But these are specific things that I use in Evernote that I believe will help you get more productive and more focused on what you are doing and what you are teaching. So in this free download, in addition to all of our other resources at rookiepreacher.com, is the sermon series overview template and the weekly productivity template. Okay, so you can go to rookiepreacher.com/PLP12 and grab it. I hope you will. But overall, I hope what you are finding from this is that there is a way to get really organized and really efficient with your time and with the research that you're doing. If you're not using Evernote yet, then I am pleading with you to do it, because it will make your life easier. If you are still working with 3x5 note cards, or if you are just filling up Word documents and folders and files, then please give Evernote a chance, because I believe it will make your life far easier and far better as you are going about the work of ministry. That'll do it for another episode of the Preaching and Leadership Podcast. Thanks again for joining me on this. I hope this was helpful. If it was, if you would, that would be very helpful for me. If you would go to the iTunes store and leave a rating and a review. And really, I say it's helpful for me, but what my goal is to get this content in front of more pastors and church leaders so that they can benefit from it and gain some insights, like hopefully you have as well. If you would like some free resources that I've alluded to, go to rookiepreacher.com/PLP12, and you can find the links for that. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.